After an incredible season, the ACGC girls basketball team was able to achieve just about every accomplishment in the books. While playing a very solid game against Panorama, the Chargers fell in the district championship 65-37 while trying to hold the Panthers off of their offensive rhythm.
We changed up our defense a little bit, and we held them pretty well in the first quarter. Second quarter, about the same. I think they were up by 8. We weren't guarding the one girl, and she, of course, hit a 3 at the end of the buzzer to put them up by 12. So our defense was dead on. It's just offensively, we didn't hit shots like we should. And especially against a team like that, you've got to kind of score with them. Defense will hold for a while, but then eventually something's going to break. Third quarter, kind of the same. They got a few more points on us and got bigger lead. So going into the fourth quarter, I think we were down like 14-15. So we changed up our defense and tried to pressure them. And well, we'll put it this way. When the shots started falling for them, didn't end up well for us. I thought we played a pretty solid game just offensively. We didn't shoot the ball well enough. And if you don't do that against a team like that, well, you're probably going to lose.
This team saw a lot of firsts for ACGC girls basketball this season. The defense was stellar with 474 steals, breaking the old record by 91 steals because they took it just one game at a time.
I think we broke the steals record was like 383 at ACGC, and we got 474. So we broke it by like 90 some steals. And we were in 2A, I think we were top 5 or top 3, I think, in steals in the class. So I think that big thing was our defense was on point most nights and caused a lot of havoc. And then I guess I would say the seniors that we had, they were just great leaders. You know, we had voted on captains, and all three of our captains were seniors that had been through the program, put in a lot of work. And they were girls who made sure that other girls played hard, played the right way. And just taking one game at a time and really taking care of those small things and little things became big things. We got on a roll and beat some good teams. And you look at our losses, we had 6 losses, and 4 out of the 6 losses were to, well, 3 of them were Panorama and 1 Des Moines Christian. And all 4, or so 4 of those losses were to state teams and right. State runner up.
Head coach Brad Ballard was more than proud of this senior class and what they accomplished this season. Kelsey Carlson, Reagan Carney, Emerson Van Meter, and Macy Schreck were all key pieces to the ACGC puzzle.
Kelsey Carlson, she probably, I would say, in my 5 years, proved the most of any player I've ever seen. By her senior year, well, she broke the school record for 3s in a career and in a season with 49. A menace on defense. I think she broke the record for steals in a game with 12. She'd actually go into Dort to play there. And then Emerson Van Meter, she didn't shoot as many 3s, but she was our best 3-point shooter by percentage-wise. Again, another girl who just puts in the work and will listen and so coachable. And then you got Reagan Carney. She's just Miss Stable. She's kind of undersized, but she played down low, and she also played outside, and she helped bring the ball up. So kind of that utility knife girl where you can put her almost anywhere and she will do the best she can, and great rebounder. And then Macy Schreck for the 4th one. She didn't get play as much because of she broke her nose during Christmas break. And so she didn't get to play until the last, I think, regular season game after Christmas break. But still great teammate. She's still like top 5, I think, in blocks in ACGC history. So it just tells you she didn't get to play very much, but she was right there. And she put in time just like the other 3 did. It was unfortunate for her. But those 4 seniors, I mean, what great teammates, what great leaders, and they just wanted the best for the team, and they were so unselfish.
Sophomore Camden Richter knocked down 11 points and 6.5 rebounds per game while shooting a team-high 45.8% from the field. Junior Shea Lemke had a stellar year, leading the team with 12.4 points, 5.5 assists, and 4.5 steals per game this season, leading in every category for the Chargers. She was just recently named to the IBCA All-Region and the IGCA All-District teams for her stellar play in the hardwood this season.
I think the extra work she put in the spring and the summer and going, she went to like 5 or 6 different camps. Well, I think the best part is she led in points, she led in steals, and she led in assists. So she did whatever she possibly could to be best for the team. So I think it's just her competitive will. And I mean, she's a great athlete and smart basketball player. And, you know, when you put in as much time as you can, you know, the saying hard work pays off, it really did for her this year.
While ACGC is losing a very experienced senior class, the Chargers are returning a few players next season, including Stella Largent, Becca Littler, and Carly Kotsky, who will be building pieces to completing next year's puzzle.
Yeah, it's going to be really big here to gain confidence, get some of those younger girls experience in the summer so they're ready to go in the wintertime. And so it's exciting. And we have some girls coming back other than those two, like, you know, Stella Largent, she played quite a bit. She was only a freshman and she was playing in a new position. She used to play guard. Now she's more of a forward or post. Becca Littler, she played quite a bit. And her role's only going to grow. And then you got Carly Kotsky, who played some. And so those three definitely have varsity experience. And then we got to bring some more along. But I think the culture is good. I think having a successful season really is going to push them to work hard and fill in those gaps. And hopefully we can keep this role going.
ACGC finished the season 16-6 overall while going 11-4 in West Central Athletic Conference play. Coach Bowler thanks the community, parents, and athletes for all their work and dedication this season. I'm Zach Collins reporting.